Okay, we are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei, Chapter 6, Mishnah 5. So we said previously that there were 13 various collection chests in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Temple Courtyard. So the question that this Mishnah deals with is, what in the world were all these chests for? So it says Mishnah Hei as follows, Shlosha Asar Shavuros Hayu VaMikdash, there were 13 collection chests in the Temple Courtyard. V'chas V'aleim, and it said on each one of them, what did it say? Tiklin Chadten V'Tiklin Adikin, the two of them said Nushkalim and Old, and another one said Old Shkalim. Keenan V'Gozle Ola, another one said Bird Pairs, and a fourth one said Young Ola Birds. We'll explain these four things later on in this Mishnah. Eitzim, a fifth one said wood used to wood, which meant wood that was used to sort of, you know, fuel the fire on the Mizbeach. Ulvona, one of the collection chests said Levona, said frankincense, right? That was the incense that was burned on top of the Mizbeach. Zahav. Zahav Lichforos. Another chest said gold for service vessels. So that brings us to a total of seven. And finally, Shisha Lenadeva. Six of the remaining chests were designated for voluntary communal offerings. That's where you would put money there for voluntary communal offerings. So what does this mean exactly? So Mefarshim explain that these final six chests essentially were demarcated if you had surplus funds from any of a series of five various karbanos. So, for example, if a person said they had a korban chatas and they set aside X amount of dollars for a korban chatas and they ended up only spending less than X, so the surplus of that X would go in a special chest for chatas surplus offerings, and this money ultimately, all of it would go to voluntary communal offerings, right? The idea is that voluntary communal offerings were brought when there was like sort of a dull in the amount of karbanos that were being offered. We like to make sure there were karbanos happening the entire time in the Beis HaMikdash, and whenever there was a lull, so they would bring an extra a communal offering, and that's where from these six chests, that's where the funds came from. So there were five karbanos that had their surplus funds offered to these chests, and the sixth one was simply, if someone just wanted to donate money to communal offerings, one of them simply just had the term donations on it, and that was considered for anything else other than the other five of the six chests which were specific surplus for specific surplus funds for specific karbanos. Now, we started off by saying, so that was a total of 13 chests in all. So we started off by saying the first four chests, in particular the first two chests, Tiklin Chadatin Shebechol Shana V'Shana, one of them said New Shkalim. So the idea of New Shkalim refers to the Shkalim that were brought each year, right? The shekel that every single person has to give every single year. That was those went into the New Shkalim collection box. V'Atikin and the Old Shkalim box, Mishalo Shakal Esh Takat Shokel Shana Haba. Person who didn't bring a shekel the previous year should bring a shekel now this year, so he has to bring his current shekel for this year, and then he'll have to bring a shekel from the previous year. So the old shkalim box was for someone who did not bring his shekel the previous year, and who therefore is given an additional shekel during this coming year, so he puts his old shekel in the box marked old shkalim. Now, we also said we had this, these two other boxes for funds of bird pairs and young ola birds. So what was this? Kin and heim torm, it goes like ola heim b'nei yona. One perspective in the Mishnah says that shkalim in the chest that were marked bird pairs were used to buy what we would call mature turtle doves, and those in the chest marked young ola birds were used to buy young pigeons. V'kulan olos, and all of these turtle doves and pigeons were offered as voluntary personal ola offerings. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda has to say. The Chachamim Omer, and the Chachamim say no. Kinin echad chatas ve'echad ola. The bird pair's chest was for people who were obligated to bring a pair of birds, one as a chatas and one as an ola. So that's what the bird pair's chest was for. V'gozlei ola kulan olos. But all of but all the offerings bought from funds in the chest marked young ola birds, so all of those funds are for voluntary ola offerings. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav continues in its discussion of trying to decipher what some of these collection boxes are all about. So says Mishnah Vav as follows. Ha'omer harei alai eitzim. Let's say a person says that I hereby accept upon myself that this person wants to contribute pieces of what he says eitzim, right, to the mizbeach. So says the Mishnah, lo yivchos mishnei gizrin. He is not allowed to bring, to donate less than two blocks of wood because he used the term eitzim. It must be that he wants to give at least two blocks of wood. So that's how much he's liable for. So he either gives the two blocks of wood or he would give that amount to the box that's marked eitzim for the eitzim funds. Livona. Let's say a person says he wants to contribute a livona, some frankincense. So how much does he have to give? Lo yivchos mikometz. He cannot give less than a kometz. What was a kometz? Well, it used to be that the kohen used to dip his hand in the frankincense and sort of fold in his middle three fingers over the palm. So the amount that stayed in that part of the palm, that was what we call a kometz. So a person can't give less than a kometz. And if he didn't want to give the actual actual frankincense, then he would simply just give the amount of money and put that in the chest marked Livona. Zahav, if a person said that he wanted to contribute gold, or in particular he said he wanted to give a gold coin, lo yivchos mi dinar zahav, a person may not bring less than a gold dinar because this is the smallest gold coin and that would go in the chest marked gold, seemingly for gold vessels. Says the Mishnah, if you remember, we had six final chests, which all went to, which all were designated for the surplus funds of Karbanos. So it says the Mishnah, Shisha l'nadava, and the six remaining chests, the shkalim designated for voluntary communal offerings, were deposited. Right, again, so just to clarify, so there were these six boxes that when I brought a karban, and I had surplus funds from that karban, so then I would place money in one of these six chests, and this money would go for voluntary communal offerings. So the Mishnah wants to know the big question, Nedava mehayu osinba, what would they do with this money that was designated for these voluntary offerings? So the Mishnah says, lokchin ba olos, they would simply buy extra communal olo offerings with it. Habasar l'Hashem v'ha'oros l'kohanim, whose meat was offered on the altar to Hashem, and the hides, that would be given to the kohanim. Says the Mishnah, zeh midrash darashi hoyada kohen gadol. Sort of as a source for this, the Mishnah says that this following drasha they're about to give from Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, this was expounded by Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol in order to teach what we just taught. So the Pasuk says, Asham hu, Ashom Asham LaHashem, right? Which means, right, it is an Asham, and for that which he has become guilty, he shall bring an Asham to Hashem. Now, what doesn't make any sense over here in the Pasuk is that on the one hand it says it is an Asham, right? That's the first word. And then applies that this Asham would be treated like any other Asham offering where the meat would be eaten by the Kohanim. But the end of the Pasuk says straight out that this Asham offering goes to Hashem. So Yehoyada, in other words, what he did was he used this Pasuk to teach that there's no contradiction, rather that this Pasuk is specifically speaking about an offering that was bought with the surplus funds of an Asham. And we'll see how. Zach Klau, he says, this is the rule that the verse seems to teach. Kol shehu va mishum chit mishum ashma yilakach bo olos. Any surplus funds that come from money set aside for a chatas offering or an asham offering should be used to purchase ola offerings. And in that situation, habasar lashim b'ha'oros lakawanim. So these ola offerings, right, their meat will be offered on the altar to Hashem, right? And the hides, those are going to be given to the Kohanim. Nimtu shnei chesuvim kaimim, and therefore, when we do this, right, it'll come out that both of the clauses of the Pasuk will be upheld. How so? Asham l'Hashem, because the Pasuk says that it's an Asham l'Hashem, right? And so part of it, obviously, the meat is going to be going to Hashem. V'asham l'Kohanim. And the beginning of the verse that says V'asham, which makes you think that's for Kohanim, well, part of it is going to go to Kohanim, and that is the hides. So that's how we understand this Pasuk says Yehoyada. V'omer, and where do we know that Yehoyada made such a drasha? So the Pasuk says, in Malachim Beis, Kesef Asham, Kesef Chatos, Lo Yuva Beis Hashem, Lekohanim Yiyu. Says Asham, money and Chatas, money shall not be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, they shall be to the Kohanim. So obviously, this does not mean that it's going to give them directly to the Kohanim, but rather, it must be that this Pasuk teaches the source that Yehoyada made the drasha that we just said. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav and Perek Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Zion, but for now we will stop right here.